Hey, it's Chica, and I'm so happy that you chose to spend some time with me today. No matter where you are or where you're going, thanks for letting me share a little bit of weirdness with you.
It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica in the morning on K94.5.
Oh, it's gonna be epic. This is the stuff we love. So I've always said that we desperately need more options when it comes to food in West Shreveport. And now Panda Express is going to deliver. Panda Express just opened up on Mansfield Road. Like, obviously, we know about all that. And now they decided, hey, we're going to be opening up in West Shreveport where, you know, that new Starbucks is like on Pines Road, like that whole area. Yes, it is good stuff. Everything you need to know about Panda Express opening up right off I-22. That thing's going to be a gold mine. Everything you need to know inside your free K94. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica, and the world's oldest known bird in the wild is back to hooking up again. We're celebrating this. She's an albatross named Wisdom, estimated to be 72 years old. So the bird that she'd been shacking up with has not been seen in a few years. She's obviously moved on, though. She was just spotted hanging out with a hot young stud on an island in the North Pacific. This is a big deal, by the way. This is a big deal. And this is K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hello, I'm Chica. And if the four-day work week ever arrives, maybe we should just get Mondays off. If you believe in astrology, it might be a really good idea. Some astrology writer just did a big article, right, on how the work week should really start on Tuesday because it's the best day to be productive. She says, due to lunar influence, Monday is really a better day to reflect, record, and set the tone for the days to come. She claims our ancient ancestors spent Mondays cleaning, cooking, and staying naked all day. What? Tuesday is ruled by Mars, through which supposedly means it's a good day for bold action, direct confrontation, healthy competition. So her advice is to be as productive as you can today, which is a Tuesday. Don't let anything stop you. She said, here's her quote, if you have an important agenda to push, a meeting to host, or a need to fire a slew of people, make Tuesday your day to do it. I really hope your boss isn't listening right now. Your boss is like, you know what? Today is the day to fire everybody. No, I'm just saying. New York Post did a big stink about it. I thought you and I could talk about it. So Tuesday, the most productive day according to astrology. And you know what? I feel more productive today than I did yesterday. You know, laying around, cooking, cleaning, vibing. The whole be naked part all day. Yeah, don't want to scar the neighbors or anything, but still.
Are you ready for this?
K94.5. Here are three things you need to know before you go.
One.
There's a new Asian fast food spot opening up in West Shreveport. Let's be real. West Shreveport desperately needs more options when it comes to lunch. So, super excited that we are getting a Panda Express. It's opening on Greenwood Road. Site has been approved by the Metropolitan Planning Commission. Construction is starting and it's going to be a good day. We need a lot more lunch options around here. That's all I'm saying.
Two.
All right. We left Britney alone too long. Things are not going good. Louisiana's very own Britney Spears is going off the rails again. This is according to several sources. Apparently, we didn't want this. We wanted our girl to thrive. We wanted to brag about how awesome it was and how our girl just made it out. And now we're sitting here. Look at us. That stuff just breaks my heart at the end of the day.
Three.
Jerry Seinfeld says that the extreme left and PC crap are ruining TV comedy. Quote, there were no sitcoms picked up on the fall season of four networks. Not me. No new sitcoms. Oof. So I get it. Comedy has changed over time. And I just... Is comedy less funny nowadays, do you think? Maybe that's why we all love Dave Chappelle so much, because he just doesn't care. He has no filter, and he can never get canceled. Maybe that's why we adore Dave Chappelle. because he keeps it real.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Find out more in the free
K94.5, Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hey, I'm Chica, and have you ever been stuck in a conversation that was so boring that you stopped listening? And your only focus was like, how do I not look bored out of my mind? Or you're like adjusting your posture. If you wear glasses, just adjusting them. Well, this new poll asked people how often they get bored during conversations. Almost half of us. All right, 46% of us say that it happens sometimes. And only 31% of you say it rarely happens. This is where I worry that I do have ADHD or something seriously wrong with me. I get stuck in full-on conversations all the time where I am just like, not like, hey, when is it my turn to talk? But more like, man, I really, really was in the middle of enjoying that burger. Like, if we're sitting down to eat, like, unless if it's like a date, and even then, we gotta pace ourselves. We can't be having a date and not be ordering appetizers, right? Like, if there's chips and salsa on the table, like, your girl's gonna go for it, right? I think for me, it's mainly if it's like shared over a meal. Sometimes you get stuck at a bar talking to people, right? You walk into a place, you know a few people, say hello. Sometimes they decide that is the place, hey, we need to hang out sometime. And then they proceed to kind of like corner you. For what it's worth, when we're asked how often we think somebody else is bored with us, when we're having conversations with them, basically, we don't think we're boring people. Excuse me, what? Apparently, you and I are so convinced that we're way more interesting than anybody we could ever talk to, right? Then we're like, oh yeah, so we're the ones boring people. Like, do you have an escape plan is my question. Like, if you and your partner walk in somewhere, you and, like, your person, right? Or maybe your best friend, do you guys have a code like, hey, if you see me talking too long, come in and grab my hand and just be like, hey. If you don't have that little, like, hey, are you coming over here? Like, if you don't have that secret code with somebody, you're basically cheating yourself out, because a large percentage of us hate talking to other people. In fact, we get so bored with it. I'm going to blame TikTok for this. I'm going to blame TikTok for us not being able to concentrate on any conversation.
Photogenic. Shoot.
All right. It's time for someone to sit on the big couch. It's time for group therapy with Chica on K94.5.
All right, we're going to call you Elliot just to protect your name and all that goodness. So tell us what's going on in your world, Elliot.
Okay, so I work at a school, and all of my coworkers and all my work friends are just constantly trying to set me up. They're like, oh, I know this great girl for you, and oh my gosh, she's so pretty, and you guys will get along so well.
Okay,
whatever.
Right on.
Sure, okay. Well, the problem I'm having is that I feel like I could, well, I feel like I could lose my job if I, like, date who I really want at the school. I don't
like
know,
dating,
you know what I mean?
Like dating, like, a fellow teacher or dating parents?
Yes and no. Okay, so I don't even want to say the name of this school, but it's just a very religious school.
Okay.
And I am not interested in women to be set up with.
You are gay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I take it you're still, you're not out, I take it?
No.
Okay.
And I feel like if I were to say something, I might lose my job. And I don't know, but I might lose my job, so I'm...
Right. Well, working for certain schools in town, if...
Yeah.
I understand exactly where you're going with this. Okay, so... your friends then, your closest friends don't know?
No, not, nobody at work, and even actually most of my friends outside of work don't even know. And so it's one of these situations where they keep setting me up with these single women, and I'm kind of running out of excuses to say like, oh, no thanks, I'm busy, or she's not my type. Like, you know, meanwhile, if I am going to go to a date, I'm going out of town, so nobody sees me out on a date, you know?
Okay. And so, I mean, obviously working at this school, if it were to come out that you're gay, you're probably not You don't fit in with the lifestyle.
I don't know what would happen, but that's what I think would happen. And it's a great job. I really see a lot of like room for me to grow there and become a fixture there. And it's I mean, it's not the right time probably, but at the same time, I'm kind of back into a corner where people are starting to be like, how come he never goes on any dates? Like, that's so weird. Why doesn't he and Stacey get along so well?
Oh, okay. All right. So you're trying to figure out how to address this whole ordeal.
Yeah, and without just, like, pretending like I'm straight and this is a normal thing and just going out on dates with women and misleading them, you know?
Got some advice? Message Chica with the free K94.5 app. Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. It's time for group therapy with Chica on K94.5.
Trying to help out our buddy Elliot. That's what we're calling him today. Elliot is a gay man that has not come out yet. Elliot also works at a very religious school. He said, I love what I do. I love my students, and there's so much room to grow here. You know, he wants to be, I guess, in administration or something like that at some point. I don't know exactly what he meant, but he basically said, I found my home. I love teaching here. I love being here. But he said, eventually people are going to start asking questions. He's gone out on several dates with women, and he goes, I feel bad leading women on. I am not straight. His worry is that if he comes out, he will get booted. He will get fired. Definitely looking for your advice. 800-9436. Okay, Daniel in Shreveport, what are your thoughts here?
I really think homies got to come out and live their truth. I mean, really, it's 2024.
Okay.
I got kids in school. I certainly wouldn't be mad if their, principal or teacher was gay. That's not how I was raised.
Okay.
You know?
But he did say, I mean, it is a religious school. So, I mean, I'm thinking about, like, parents that are paying all this money to put their schools in a, put their kids in a religious school, right?
I mean, all I can say is what my experience is. And I just feel like, it's a new day. And I mean, I feel like the best way for someone to do their job is be themselves. And if you're hiding something that significant, it's not going to do anybody any good to not be the best version of you. So yeah, just let the world know. Absolutely. Time to move on. It's 2024, soon to be 2025. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing right. Let's love people.
All right, Leslie in Shreveport, what are your thoughts here? Should he come out to the school? Like, what should he do here?
Well, so I'm a mom, and personally, if I'm paying for my kids to go to a Christian school, I expect you to live the way you are taught to live and to practice what you preach. So I'm honestly not even sorry for saying this, but if he's gay, he shouldn't be working there.
Got some advice? Message Chica with the free K94.5 app. Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. It's time for group therapy with Chica on K94.5.
All right, getting some advice inside the free K94.5 app. Miss Jennifer messaged in and she said, the best way that I could advise you to come out to your people is host a dinner. That's what I did. I felt like it was a little weird, but I was able to come out to the people that I'm closest to inside the comfort of my own home. And I actually had them hold the secret for quite some time for me. I wasn't ready to come out to the world being raised in such a religious family. Okay, so I will say when my sister came out to, she came out first to me and my brother, Andrew. And I remember when she came out to us, we looked at her and we're like, duh, we know. Like, what? Who are you fooling, sister? But of course, also from a very religious family, I was born and raised hardcore Assemblies of God, right? And so I could tell there was that huge fear. So I feel that fear of religion, you know, among a lot of us that were raised in the church that are so scared to be our authentic selves. So, I mean, it's a work in progress. Grateful for all the advice. It's time to check in. Let's find out what our buddy Elliot's going to do. Okay, Elliot, a lot of people had a lot of advice. What do you think you're going to do?
You know, a lot of great advice. I actually kind of like the idea of a coming out dinner.
Why not, right?
Right. I'll invite the people that I feel safe with and the people that I just love the most and that I know love me. And I'll just tell them, like, listen, this is the way it is right now. I'm sharing this with you because I want to be authentic to myself. And I also want to let you know that, unfortunately, as of right now, you're sworn to secrecy. You know, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Maybe I get more established at my job to where I feel more comfortable, like they won't let me go. Maybe I get a new job. But for right now, this stays at this table, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, I like that. I'm cheering you on. Make it happen, buddy. And I'm excited for you to be able to share that secret with the people you love the most.
Yeah. Yes, it's time. Thank you. I appreciate it.
K94.5, Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica, and I'm so excited for you. K94.5 and RCA Records giving you the chance to see Justin Timberlake in Tampa Bay in June on his Forget Tomorrow tour. Hey, you get round-trip airfare for two, two-night hotel stay, two tickets to see Justin at Amalie Arena, and $500 cash. How do you win? I'm so happy you asked. Listen for codes weekdays at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., and enter them midnight that night inside your free K94.5 app. It's brought to you by Shreveport Regional Airport and Allegiant Air, now offering nonstop flights to Orlando and Destin. So, I'm just saying, hang out with Andy, hang out with Greg, let us hook you up. All millennials, this K94.5, Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hello, I'm Chica. And if the 4-day work week ever arrives, maybe we should just get Mondays off. If you believe in astrology, it might be a really good idea. Some astrology writer just did a big article, right, on how the work week should really start on Tuesday because it's the best day to be productive. She says, due to lunar influence, Monday is really a better day to reflect, record, and set the tone for the days to come. She claims our ancient ancestors spent Mondays cleaning, cooking, and staying naked all day. What? Tuesday is ruled by Mars, through which supposedly means it's a good day for bold action, direct confrontation, healthy competition. So her advice is to be as productive as you can today, which is a Tuesday. Don't let anything stop you. She said, here's her quote. If you have an important agenda to push, a meeting to host, or a need to fire a slew of people, make Tuesday your day to do it. I really hope your boss isn't listening right now. Your boss is like, you know what? Today is the day to fire everybody. No, I'm just saying. New York Post did a big stink about it. I thought you and I could talk about it. So Tuesday. Tuesday, the most productive day according to astrology. And you know what? I feel more productive today than I did yesterday. You know, laying around, cooking, cleaning, vibing. The whole be naked part all day. Yeah, don't want to scar the neighbors or anything. But still,